Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pag Show.
This is the Joe Pag Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land. iHeartRadio, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. The live stream of the program, the video portion of the program on the website as well. It's the Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Wednesday. Hump day.
Well, it's hump day.
Yes, it is.
On the Joe Pags Show.
Bring it like it's been brought in.
Well, it's hump day.
Uh-huh.
On the Joe Pags Show.
That's Carrie Lockie. Carrie, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Making it happen, getting it done.
Okay, all good.
Lots of cover today, as usual. Get into some fun stuff. Bottom of hour number two, it'll be Candace Owens. Candace Owens gained popularity by doing YouTube videos. Then she did Facebook videos. And she's taken off. She's gone viral times a million. And we'll have her on bottom of hour number two to talk about her journey to conservatism. Her joining forces with Charlie Kirk over at TPUSA. That's Turning Point USA. The president, the job he's doing, her invitation recently to the White House, athletes not going to the White House, and more. Make sure you stick around for that. Have you seen any of her videos?
I don't know if I have or not. I'll have check that out at the break.
She went by the handle Red Pill Black for a while. Happens to be a young black woman who is unafraid to be conservative. And some of her tweets are the best that I've seen. Hmm. And I follow her over on the Twitters, and she's good stuff. So we'll have her on bottom of hour number two. Make sure you stick around for that. I guess we're getting more information on the Philadelphia Eagles and they're not going to, or they're being disinvited to the White House. And we'll have more details on that. I'm thinking hour number two on that one, too. But I want to go to, first I want to start with the fact that we're on two new stations in Fresno, California. And I just think that's awesome. We were on in Fresno for a while. The station could not handle the quality of the show. And also that I say the word ass and that I say hell.
Oh,
I guess they
right.
had an issue with that. It was owned by very, very non-profane people or something. Not that I think those two words are profane, because I use them all the time. They're not. The FCC does not have a problem with me saying them. But we stopped being on there. They offered me a different slot, and I said, you know what, let's just not be on there. But KALZ, AM and FM in Fresno, California, and our friend Greg Neft has added the show to the lineup, 6 o'clock Monday through Friday. We love being on there. Love to hear from you, Fresno. Do me a favor. Shoot me an email. Just go to joepags.com and click on email and send me an email. I'd love to hear from you that you're listening in Fresno and that you're okay with us coming back. We actually did very well there. It's just at the stage, like, why does it keep saying ass? Hey, Carrie, do you think that I could stop saying that even if I wanted to?
I really don't think so. No. Because most of the time when you talk about me, you're talking, you know, you use that word.
Well, I wonder who I get it from.
Not me.
Honest.
No.
Kick your ass.
Really?
Kick your ass.
Oh, yeah,
I'm pretty sure I got it from you.
Didn't I? Yeah.
So you have to admit that you said it then, is what you're saying.
I did, yeah. I may have used
So there you go. So glad to be on in Fresno, glad to be back in Fresno, and interesting elections last night in California. A lot of R's on the top of a lot of these results, which I found to be very surprising. And this Gavin Newsom guy, who either is or was the mayor of San Francisco, a Democrat, he seems to be the front runner, or he is the front runner for governor. But there's a Republican that he's got to run against, and it'll be very interesting to me to see if the people of California are tired of the overwhelming regulations, the overwhelming taxes, and basically the socialistic state that allows anybody to come in across the border and get jobs and driver's licenses, and there are no laws, basically. So it'd be interesting to watch that, but I was very surprised to see so many R's at the top of that list. But I want to go to, it's the biggest station that we got early on. And it's our great friends in Minneapolis, St. Paul. What the hell's the matter with you, Minnesota? We have to go there. KTLK, it's Twin Cities News Radio 1130. We love being on there. And we're run live Monday through Friday. Our ratings are very, very good, and we really appreciate the support. But there is a dichotomy there, man. I mean, it's geographically a red state, but it's a blue state because the big cities are all very, very blue, very, very liberal. And the big cities in Minnesota push Minnesota to one side, the left, over the other side every single time. And then you get stories like this. We know that Minnesota has an inordinate and uneven and absolute crazy number of refugees from, I believe it's Somalia, right? I'm pretty sure. And I'm willing to be schooled on any of this stuff from those of you listening in Minnesota. But if you're from Somalia, you're generally speaking a Muslim. I don't even know if you're allowed to be anything other than Muslim from Somalia. And so a lot of people who have been resettled here have not really acclimated to the United States of America, a Judeo-Christian system, a Judeo-Christian country. That's what we are. There's really no argument that that's what we are. Our laws and our constitution and so on are based on the Magna Carta and on the Ten Commandments. So when you come here, it used to be we're a melting pot. We all acclimate. Okay, this country celebrates Christmas and this country celebrates Easter, and it's okay. Nothing wrong with that because that's the system on which it's founded. Well, if you're from Somalia, you believe in Ramadan and so on and so forth, and you live a Muslim life, generally speaking. I have seen some Muslims attempt to modernize. I've seen others say we must be devout. And I'm not here to judge you if you're a Muslim or not. I will judge you if you're a radical Muslim who wants to cut my head off, but that's not what we're talking about. I see this story out of Minnesota, and it grabbed my attention. And in fact, if you don't mind, Carrie, let me ask you to bring this story to the great folks, because I know how much the folks trust you. So give us the nuts and bolts. Give us the details of the story, and then I shall opine afterwards, because this is something that not many years ago would have been laughed off. And now this is serious, and it looks like the company is actually starting to give in. If you could, give us the story about what's happening with some Muslims who work at a big company in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. This is from The Blaze. Dozens of Muslim workers protested outside of an Amazon warehouse center south of Minneapolis on Monday, voicing their concerns over workplace conditions during Ramadan, Islam's holy month. According to WCCO-TV, the workers at the Egan facility claim their rigorous workload is unfair and dangerous. That's because during Ramadan, which ends mid-June, Muslims are required to fast during daylight hours, meaning they are unable to eat or drink. Also, the workers claim they've been given extra duties after supervisors recently said some two-person jobs will be handled by just one person. I've taken these concerns to our supervisors and leaders at Amazon to address, because during the month of Ramadan, we are fasting, and at least the working conditions can be changed, but they have not done so, one worker said over a loudspeaker at the demonstration. Following their demonstration, the workers presented management with a letter detailing their concerns. Ernesto Apreza, a company spokesperson, told WCCO Amazon respects the religious rights of its workers and has made accommodations for the workers at the Egan facility. We have temporary prayer room at this location, are in the process of building a permanent one, he said. In addition, Apreza told WCCO workers at the Egan location are well compensated, earning at least $15 per hour plus benefits. As someone who is both a follower of Jesus and someone who loaded trucks at UPS one year during what's known as peak season, or from late October through December, I know how difficult it is to work at a package warehouse through the biggest Christian holiday season. But the rigorous workload comes with the territory. It's part of the job, and no matter your religion, you know what you're signing up for when you accept a job at an Amazon warehouse or a UPS package facility.
I'm not sure what I'm missing here, but now let me make sure that I give some voice to both sides. I hear what the Muslim workers are saying. I understand why they're asking for it. I've got a great friend of mine who says, don't ask, don't get. I get it. I understand. But when the request was made, the answer should have been, that's stupid. Go back to work. And let me break down why that is. People have misconstrued and purposely lied about what the Constitution does and doesn't say. We have people on the left who think the First Amendment means they can say anything, do anything, whatever they want, anytime they want, anywhere they want. That's just not true. The First Amendment also covers your freedom to worship as you see fit. Carrie, did you read the part of that story where it said they've already made a temporary prayer room for them?
Yes, I did. They're working
on
a permanent one.
And they're looking to make it a permanent mm-hmm. prayer room
right.
for Muslims at Amazon. I mean, it's a freaking warehouse. They're going to make a prayer room for people because they follow a certain religion. Let me illuminate something. Let me fill people in who don't know much about Islam. If you hear the call to prayer, or if you know it's time to pray, and you can't do it because you've got other responsibilities, you're allowed to make it up later. Let me say that again. And I urge anybody who's a Muslim to call me and tell me I'm wrong. You are allowed to do the prayers after you get off work. There is 100%, 1,000,000,000%, although you can't really get more than 100, 100% no reason whatsoever on planet Earth for any business in the United States of America to have a prayer room for anybody of any religion. Period. Now, if you want to have one because you want to be nice, whatever. But that gets into a slippery slope that I don't think Amazon wants to go down. because you better give me a place to go do my confession. You better give me a place to go and pray, you know, and talk to a rabbi. You better give me a place to go and I don't know, meditate over Buddha. You better give me a place to go that's an empty room with nothing in it if I'm an atheist. You better do it, or else now you're showing special treatment. So again, I understand the Muslim workers asking, don't ask, don't get. But the fact that there's a chance they'll get it, you must be high. Nobody told you that you had to go to work at Amazon. And look, I've got people in my life, very good friends, who are Muslim. And these people have not said one word about their workload during Ramadan. Do those who are devout Muslims who work at Amazon at this warehouse in Minnesota, do they really think they're going to get a month of light work because of the religion they've chosen? Is that really what they think? You must be out of your mind. You know, Carrie, when I visited Italy in 1982, I was 15 years old. Mm-hmm. I was stunned to find out that Italian workers in the early 80s, I don't know if they still do it, and I haven't been back since. Sam, are you on the line? Yeah, Sam can't hear me if she is on the line. Because Sam was just recently in Italy. Sam, when you were in Italy recently, are you there? Yeah, Sam is cooking dinner or something. Sam, you there?
I sure am.
Good. When you were in Italy recently, do they still do a siesta every day?
I didn't see anything like that.
The siesta is this. Between noon and 3 p.m. every day, Carrie, when I was in Italy, workers took off of work, went home, ate a big fat freaking meal, and went to sleep.
Nice.
Every day. Sort of like what you do for 3 hours
a night.
What I'm saying is, if I came here from Italy, because my grandfather came from Italy, his brothers came from Italy, my great-grandfather came from Italy, so should they have come here and said, you know, we get the siesta every day? No, what they did was they built a bunch of stuff, they got to sell some stuff, and they made some money for their families to feed them. They didn't say, now that I'm here, you now adjust to my culture. You now adjust to my religion. Guess what? Muslims from Somalia or your families that are American, if you want to live somewhere where the month of Ramadan gives you light work, I'm betting there are places on earth where that happens. It just doesn't happen here. And no, you don't have a First Amendment right to worship as you see fit and slack off on the job. They're making $15 an hour. When I was an hourly employee, I don't think I ever made $15 an hour. $15 an hour. And they're working at a non-religious corporation that's already given them a temporary prayer room, and they're working on a permanent one, and they want a lighter load. I mean, I'm looking at the picture. They're holding signs that says, standing with Amazon workers for safe workloads, dignity, and respect. You got a job there. There's your dignity and respect. You get a paycheck. There's your dignity and respect. You're allowed to wear your full hijab and burqa and everything else you're wearing. I'm looking at the pictures of the ladies. The men, of course, don't have to do that because men can do whatever they want. The women have to cover everything up. All that's allowed while you're working at Amazon. Now you want a lighter workload because you happen to be a certain religion? Man, shut up. Dude, you must be kidding me. Definitely take calls on this. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Your thoughts when we come back. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Setting a reminder before you forget.
Alexa, wake me up with 1200 WOAI on iHeartRadio.
Is as easy as that.
All right, great to have you. Welcome. It's the Joe Pags Show. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Doesn't it become kind of outlandish? And this is just a general question for everybody listening, watching, whatever. Doesn't it become a little bit outlandish when you take somebody from a war-torn country where they're seeking refuge, and because of the wholesomeness and the caring and the lovingness of our hearts, we take them in. For some reason, Minnesota, and maybe it's because of the far left-wing Democrat doofuses that run the state, and I love the people of the state, the government doesn't make any sense to me. And maybe because they go, yeah, bring them all. We just want them all. But for some reason, they're all placed in one area. And you got little Somalia right there in town. I've seen pictures. Isn't it outlandish that the people that were given so much opportunity, freedom and liberty, $15 an hour, I wonder how that compares to how much money you can make in Somalia. And then they're complaining that they have to work too hard during Ramadan? Come on, man. Come on, brother. I want to treat you like a human being and want you to treat me like a human being. And I want us to get along no matter what our difference is. But now you're just asking for an argument. We go to the phone lines and see where you are on this because I'm a little bit, I'm perplexed. I'm confused. I'm perplexed and confused. It's Matt in Minnesota. Matt, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Living the dream, man. What the hell is going on in Minnesota?
Well, it's tough. You know, we're commanded to love everybody, right? Love one another. And that's kind of the attitude that most of us have, I think.
Yes.
But there's another side, and it's, you know, cohabitating, living, and I think they're kind of drinking the entitlement Kool-Aid a bit. You want to look up a news story about Lake Calhoun around Ramadan and some...
Oh, darn it.
And going door to door.
Yeah.
And, you know, talking about how Sharia law allows them to rape our women. And he got very aggressive, police were called, etc. But those kinds of things happen, and it's hard to be welcoming, hard to be loving.
Sharia law doesn't allow you to rape women. That's not, first of all, it's not true. Sharia law is not freedom and liberty. It is incompatible with the Constitution, but it does not say rape women. So anybody who said that, that's a terroristic threat, and that person should have been arrested and thrown in jail. That's actually very simple. But when it comes to saying, my religion says I have to fast for 30 days out of this entire month, and you now have to make accommodation for me, at some point you look at the person and say, well, just don't work here then.
Yep, I agree.
All right, brother, I hear you and I appreciate you. Yeah, Sharia law gets violent. You can beat your wife if she gives you any sort of a look, even. That can happen. If a woman is raped, she has to have several witnesses who are men to back up her story. A woman is 50% of a man when it comes to believing what she says. Either one man or two women can tell the same story to be believed. These are all in Sharia law. These are from the Quran. So there's nothing, you're not going to get anything over on me. There's nothing that says we have to give you a lighter workload or that you get to go rape women. That's not the case. But let's get back to the actual story. These workers, and there were several of them there. Carrie, you saw the picture, right? There's several people standing there.
It's, yes, it's
quite,
true.
Quite a few. Mm-hmm. They're on a microphone. They've got speakers. They're holding up signs. They really think that because it's their holy day or their holy month and that their God says you must, I guess you can't, I don't know if it was the Prophet Muhammad who said it or if it was Allah who said it. Somebody said you can't eat or drink during daytime, during when it's light out, from dawn to dusk during Ramadan. Then I guess you could eat when it gets dark out, or you could drink as well. It's not, I mean, that's not on us. That's the religion you decided on. Get a job that's less physically strenuous for you then. You're allowed to, but there's nothing in our Constitution that says some business has to make some overwhelming, bending over backward accommodation to you because you've decided this is your religion. Let me say it again. If you're a Muslim, you do not have to do the prayer at specific times during the day. If you miss them, you can make them up later. A lot of people don't talk about that. Your thoughts on this when we come back on the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Better. Today is D-Day. We pay tribute to the men who lost their lives. Coming up at 8 on the Michael Berry Show.
Radio stations across the land, iHeartRadio, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, it's all right there. Also, the live video stream is there, too, right-hand side on your computer screen, whether a laptop or a desktop. And if you're on a device, just scroll down, and you will see us there. Glad to have you along for the ride. Talking about a story out of Minnesota. If I get any of it wrong, Carrie, please jump in and correct me, L News wizard that you are.
Alrighty.
Okay, so there's an Amazon warehouse in Minnesota, and in this warehouse, you've got several workers that are Muslim. There is a huge Somalian population in parts of Minnesota. Many people outside of Minnesota don't know this. But refugees were taken there, given a second chance on life, given incredible benefits, given freedom and liberty and opportunity. And now several of them are standing outside of their workplace. And I don't know if this is on a break. Carrie, it never says in the story whether they're doing this on work time, does it?
No, it does not.
And I wonder... I wonder if it was. But even, let's say that they did it on their break time. I don't know. But you've got a situation where these folks, because they're Muslim, are demanding that Amazon lighten their workload during Ramadan. That the workload is too heavy, it's disrespectful, and takes away their dignity. And I'm here to tell you, no. And the reason why no is you knew what the job entailed when you took it. You knew you were a Muslim when you took the job. Amazon, I think, makes a huge mistake by making a temporary prayer room, and they're going to now make a permanent prayer room at this facility, which is a non-religious facility. I guess Amazon and the powers that be there weren't smart enough to actually look into Islam, and they didn't know that if you miss the prayer at the specific times during the day, there are, I think, far five times that there's a call for prayer. You got to face east on a rug, and you've got to pray toward Mecca when you're a Muslim. I guess Amazon didn't know or didn't bother to Google it and find out that if you miss the prayer at a specific time, you can make it up later. There was no reason to make this accommodation, but they want to be nice. They make the accommodation, and now you give a little bit, you give an inch, and they want 10 feet. I want you to lighten my workload for the entire month of May. No. Find a job elsewhere. And again, I'm telling you, the folks that want this think that they are in the right constitutionally because they've got the right to worship as they see fit. You do. But the Supreme Court has found over and over again the constitutional rights are limited when you're at the workplace, that the owner, the business, the corporation, the boss gets to set the rules and regulations. Now, you have an opportunity as an American to say, yes, I can work under those conditions, or no, I can't. But this, I'm telling you, Amazon better be very, very careful here. If they get into if they give into lightening the load of workers because of this religious holiday or that, they're going to open a Pandora's box they wish they hadn't. Now, in this country, for some reason since 9/11, we're bending over backwards and kissing up to one religion. That's a fact. This is documented. For some reason, we've decided since 9/11, where 19 Muslims rammed planes into buildings and killed thousands of people, that we have to show how understanding we are about Islam. I don't have a problem being, look, I obviously have a very good understanding of it. And I obviously have a better understanding of it than Amazon does. It doesn't mean that we have to bend over backward and kowtow to every single desire. We don't. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. By the way, the president did a big pardon today at the recommendation. Was it a pardon or a commutation? It was a commutation, right, Carrie?
I thought it was a pardon, actually.
I'm pretty sure he commuted the life sentence. And that, to me, would mean that he let her out, commuted the sentence, but didn't pardon would mean that it's like it never happened. Can you do me a favor, look into that? We'll get into the actual story.
I got it from Reuters. Yeah, he did commute the life sentence. Yeah, that's what they're saying.
All right, so I don't think, so she still did it, but the sentence was ridiculous, something about drug dealing or something, that ended up getting her a life sentence, the same sentence that you get if you're a murderer. So the president commuted this sentence, I guess, because he was told the story by Kim Kardashian West. We'll have that story. It's an interesting one, because there are so many haters out there who want to hate. But every decision this guy makes seems to be colorblind and seems to be all for one, one for all, for the better good of all. And still people are trying to act like he's some sort of a racist or something. It's weird to me. So we'll have that story come out up as well. That's a pretty incredible story. Bottom of next hour, Candace Owens, her own self. Candace Owens, who you probably have seen her videos, probably have seen her on several television shows. And we're going to talk to her about a lot of stuff. She's now working with TP, Turning Point USA, and Charlie Kirk. Let me go to the phone lines in the meantime on this story about the Muslim demands at Amazon in Minnesota. Let me say hi to Brandon in Florida. Brandon, what's going on? Hi.
Joe, how you doing, Joe?
Living a dream, Brandon. What's going on?
Yeah, Joe. Seems to be all these, Somalians are sitting in Minnesota and all these Moroccans sitting in Florida and all these Palestinians sitting in New York. They kind of take it over, man. They're taking over the whole America, and that's just how it is. They take their religion very seriously.
They have not taken over America. That's not true. There are 3 or 5 million Muslims in America. They have not taken over. That's why I'm keeping my voice loud. And that's why you're keeping your voice loud. They're not taking over, but go ahead.
No, I know. But that's just like, it's wrong what they're doing over there. And people just have a lot of sympathy for these people in America. I don't know, since, I guess, Barack Obama got elected. He have changed the whole, the way you look at them and the way you talk to them. And people always get so impressed by how they pray five times or they fast during Ramadan. Because people in America, like a lot of these people are Christians, they call so-called Christians, Joe, it's sad that, they don't even know what Easter means. They don't even know what Christmas means. I mean, I agree with you. They go to the mall, get their pictures of the Santa Claus, and they'll go egg hunting and all that. I got two kids, Joe. I got a 2-year-old, 8-year-old. My kids always knew, Jesus was risen on Easter and Christmas about, when Jesus was born and things like that. Man, what's going on in Europe is coming here. It's sad. A lot of these churches being sold to Muslims, and Muslims are converting these churches in England, becoming a mosque. things are getting bad. And, you know, if these people don't wake up and if they don't start teaching kids what Christianity is, you know, they're going to lose everything. I'm telling you, because it's just sad. You know?
Well, Brandon, I hear you, and I can hear your frustration in your voice, and I appreciate you calling in from Florida on a really crappy cell phone. You know what I'm saying? Carrie, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, that wasn't the best, was
crackle,
it?
It was like Snap, Crackle, Pop. It was the Rice Krispies phone, I think. Mm-hmm. He got that out of a box of Rice Krispies, I think. Brandon, I hear you, and I feel where you're coming from. See, I'm not an alarmist like that. I don't think that anybody's taking over. And again, I'll say it proudly. This is a Judeo-Christian country. It was founded on those principles. You could argue all you want, but the fact is the fact. I don't blame people of other religions for asking, but they should know they're not going to get it. And there should never be an argument about whether they should have it. And there should never be an argument about whether there should be a prayer room or a special rug. Or I guess in some taxpayer-funded universities, they now have, you know, some sort of foot wash that they're... Carrie, you heard about this where you can wash your feet? I guess you're a Muslim, you got to wash your feet a lot or something?
I don't know.
So, I mean, that's happening too. But, I mean, the answer should be no. The idea that if you ask for it, you get it, that's not one that has to always come true. Sometimes the answer, oh, no. And I use this example a lot. When I'm sitting around the dinner table, if one of my kids asks me a question, I, of course, say yes or no, and then pass the potatoes. So it's not that hard. Just say no. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Back at it. Going to be Peter in Minnesota. Peter, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe, thanks for taking my call, and thank you for helping me keep my sanity in the state of insanity, Minnesota.
I'm doing what I can, my friend. Talk to me.
You know, I just wish that jobs could be based on if you can perform the job and your performance is good, you get to keep that job. You shouldn't get to make special demands or anything like that. I am just about to head out to Asia, and I can tell you that when I work there, I'm going to be working 12 to 18 hours a day. And I'm not going to make any special demands. I get to keep my job. I get to keep getting my decent pay and make a living. I just wish I could get back to that.
Well, Peter, I think you make a great point. As you may or may not know, I went to China to get our daughter Gia. Boy, it's been, 7 years now. And when I went to China, you know the one thing I didn't think to myself to say to anybody? I don't like the way you guys are doing this here. Why don't you fix this? I didn't think to say that to anybody while I was in China, because what I said to myself was, well, in China, do as the Chinese do. When in the United States, do as the Americans do. But for some reason, because we have freedoms and liberties and because we have a constitution, people actually think that means when in the United States, force them to do it your way. That's not the way it is. Come here, acclimate to our country, appreciate the opportunities you have, and stop it.
Agreed. You just make a lot of sense, and I appreciate everything you're doing. Thank you.
All right, brother. Safe travels, Peter. We appreciate you. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. I want to grab a quick break here. We come back. Carrie's going to outline that story about the commutation by President Trump. And, Carrie, did you notice that people aren't like lining up to pat him on the back for doing this?
Yeah, I did notice that one after it came out this morning.
I mean, wouldn't you? Because what they're talking about is they think that the president hummed God Bless America yesterday and didn't know the words or something. That's what they're talking about. This is what our country has become. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Pretty deal.
Just want to be informed.
I need to be prepared.
What you want and what you need.
What you want.
Every day.
What you need.
News Radio 1200 WOAI.
Hey, great to have you. It is the Joe Pags Show. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. When you're there, if it's the first time you're going to the website, you will see a pop-up that says, hey, why don't you sign up for the Pags Post or the email or something. Just sign up for that. If you don't see it, you probably ignored it one time. Just scroll down. I think there's a place where you can sign up for the email. What I do is I send you out often. I'll send you out show topics and interviews that we have coming up. Plus, like yesterday, we had the interview with Kyle Kashuv and with Hunter Pollack. And we posted it. Karina posted that as in a video form. Well, you just see me, but you'll hear them. And you can go and check that out and watch it again and send it out to your friends and tweet it and whatever. So we give you all the resources to continue following the program, even when we're not on. And to be honest with you, it's free. I mean, we're not charging. You know what I'm saying, Carrie? We could be charging people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a valuable thing there that we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how much would you charge them, do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't even know how they do that. I mean, there are a lot of talk show hosts who charge people for stuff like that. I wouldn't even know how to do it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. It's
so my ignorance in not knowing how to charge people saves people a bunch of money and gives them great content. Yeah, it does. Works out perfectly. I was going to split the money with you, but if you don't want me to charge, I won't.
Oh, well, let's do 100.
Wow.
100.
Wow. Wow.
Just kidding. I'm just
putting it out there. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. Carrie will have the story of the commutation that just came down that is being ignored by many. I mean, some are covering it, but it's being ignored by many because it just, I mean, the guy can't be a racist if he keeps on doing things like this. Meantime, let me tell you about Superbeats. Superbeats, it's a great product. I drink it every morning because it helps me out health-wise, and I'm a guy who wants to stay in good shape and wants to stay young for as long as I can. Well, as we age, of course, our bodies do change. We've got to do something to jumpstart it and to keep it on top of things. You know, the body changing and the fatigue and being worn down, that comes because there's a decrease in circulation. If you start giving your body what it needs now, you can promote natural, healthy circulation and keep on feeling great as the years go by. That's where Superbeats comes in. Superbeats made from beets grown to exacting standards, then concentrated into superfood crystals. If you want to give your body what it needs as you age, call 800-516-8389, 800-516-8389, or joelovesbeets.com. You can get your first order. They're going to add another 30-day supply of Superbeats for free, plus indicator strips to see how Superbeats is working for you, and you get free shipping too. 800-516-8389, 800-516-8389, or go to joelovesbeats.com. Get it done right now. You'll be glad that you did. All right, Carrie, if you would, before we head into hour number two, give me that story about the commutation.
Yeah, from Reuters, U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday commuted the life sentence of a woman for a first-time drug offense whose cause was taken up by celebrity Kim Kardashian West, and he's prepared to use his constitutional clemency powers to give relief to dozens more convicts, a White House source said. Alice Marie Johnson, a 63-year-old from Tennessee, has already served more than 20 years in prison on drug conspiracy and money laundering charges. Johnson has been a model prisoner over the past two decades, White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders said in a statement. Sanders said that while this administration will always be very tough on crime, it believes that those who paid their debt to society and worked hard to better themselves while in prison deserve a second chance. Al Johnson was deserving of clemency. The manner in which her case was brought to Trump's attention was unprecedented and raises fairness concerns, said Margaret Love, a lawyer who formerly served as the U.S. pardon attorney in the Justice Department. Never in history has this been done, Love said. A Kardashian West personally lobbied Trump and also met with Jared Kushner, a senior advisor to Trump, who has spearheaded efforts at sentencing and prison reform for the administration. A White House official familiar with the clemency process said that Trump continues to examine the cases of people whom he believes have been victims of the criminal justice system.
So make sure I understand. There's some idiot out there who's actually saying that it was unfair how she was selected?
Yeah, apparently a couple.
Carrie, have you seen anybody who is either mainstream or leaning left or far left say anything positive about this guy ever?
No.
I mean, he could legitimately check with the left. And by the way, I don't think Kim Kardashian West is a righty. She's not some conservative. I would find her to be something completely opposite of that. Although her husband, Kanye West, comes out, now suddenly he's a big Trump lover. But having said that, I mean, it's not like he's kowtowing to only conservative people or he's only doing what Republicans say. And God knows he's not only commuting sentences of people who are white. I mean, last I checked, Dinesh D'Souza isn't. This lady, Johnson, is not. I don't understand. They just can't wrap their brains around telling the truth. They have to find some fault no matter what he does. And again, I mean, do you find that this story is covered as widely and as broadly as stories when Obama did things like this?
Probably not. I haven't seen any of the mainstream media, though, this afternoon. So I don't know if they have covered it or how much coverage they gave it. I'm not sure.
And if they do cover it, there's always that if or but. Like Don Lemon, and I talked to Diamond and Silk about this yesterday, Don Lemon actually tried to find fault in this president creating jobs and lowering black unemployment. You might be giving them a job, but you're still not giving them respect. Really? I mean, I don't understand. So, yeah, I mean, at this point, I think this president has become very adept at letting it roll off his back and just keep on doing a great job that he's doing. Let me go to Linda, who's in Minnesota. Linda, what's going on? Hi.
Hi, Joe. I just wanted to say that I have been a Catholic all my life, and at no point during my work life have I ever asked for nor been granted any sort of special dispensation or reduced workload when I had to fast for Ash Wednesday or Good Friday or during the Lenten season.
Oh, yeah, I was going to Lent. I mean, for goodness sakes, we can't eat meat. We have to give something up. I got to give up something up for Lent. You can't make me work.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I totally agree with you that if they don't like what they have to do for their job, then I would suggest they find another one.
Exactly right. Now, if people start rounding Muslims up because they're celebrating Ramadan or observing Ramadan and throwing them in jail, I'll fight for them. You can't do that. But no. If there's some employer out there hiring people and you know the job is to pick a box up here and put the box down over there, you can't tell me you can't do it for a month.
No.
I got you, Linda. I appreciate you. No, you're absolutely. I'm glad you brought up Lent. There's so many Catholics out there who are observing Lent and they have to give something up. Can you imagine? I can't talk on the radio. I can't do it. I gave up meat for Lent. Come on, dude. Stop it. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. When we come back, it's going to be hour number two. Bottom of the hour will be Candace Owens. Don't miss it. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Better. Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
Is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land. iHeartRadio, joepags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. Also on Newsmax TV. The Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Wednesday. It's a hump day. You know what I'm saying, Carrie? I think you do.
No, I do.
I'm starting to, starting to feel a little bit. Hold on.
No.
Cabbage patch?
I'm not watching you.
Would you say Running Man?
No. You should not be
Come
doing
on.
That.
The people love the Running Man. If they
yeah,
do.
About 25 years ago.
What are you talking about?
Or 30.
25, more like 35.
I know. Wow.
It is hump to bump on hump day on the Joe Pags Show. Man, there's a ton to get to. You picked the right day to watch the program, that's for sure. At the bottom of the hour, it'll be Candace Owens, her own self. She is from Red Pill Black. That's how she first made her name and made waves in the conservative stratosphere. Now she's with TPUSA, Charlie Kirk's organization, which is really an organization to teach this generation the true history of this country, not the history that they've been indoctrinated with by these institutions out there, pretending Democrats were Republicans and Republicans were Democrats, which is really not true. But Candace Owens has made quite the wave. She is a young black woman, and it's only important because of how she's been attacked, because she's not doing what is expected of her, I guess. So we talked to her at the bottom of the hour about a lot, including the Philadelphia Eagles not going to the White House, LeBron James and Steph Curry having something to say about the White House invitations, also the job the president's doing, how she felt when she walked into the White House, and much, much more. Also, what is TPUSA? What is Turning Point USA? She explains all that as well. Bottom of this hour, which means at about 33 minutes after the hour. All right, so make sure you stick around for that. I also want to make sure that we say again, thank you to two great new stations out in Fresno, California, where our friend Greg Neft has put us on, and I really appreciate it. I mean, I'm always humbled when stations add us. It's KALZ, AM and FM. Out in Fresno, and we love being on there now. So hopefully when you ride home, you're going to be okay with having a little Pagsine, a little Carrie on the way home. A little dash of Polo, Karina, and Sam, too. So make sure that that you tune it in every day. Carrie, what do I always say if they hate it right now?
Give it 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And then either you'll be numb from how horrible the show is,
and
or
you'll still watch it and listen.
You'll say, I get it. You know, so hopefully you'll get it.
Yes.
All right, want to start this hour off with something that I saw earlier today. And it's making its rounds a little bit. I mean, it's not really doing as much news as you might expect. This is a big deal. And I don't know that we need to take phone calls on this. I want to get into some other stuff, but I do want to get the news out there. Carrie, if you don't mind, what is it that the Obama administration was allowing Iran to do, unbeknownst to us?
This is from the Daily Wire. The Obama administration, desperate to help the despotic Iranian regime in any way they could, deliberately misled the American people by telling them that Iran would not have access to American banks, even while behind the scenes they granted a license giving Iran access to the United States financial system. A report issued by the Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations found that the Obama administration had issued a license to an Iranian bank so it could use American banks to convert its money into American currency. The report stated on February 24th, 2016, the Treasury Department issued a specific license to Bank Muscat to authorize the conversion of Iran's rials to euros through any United States depository institution. Even after the specific license was issued, U.S. government officials maintained in congressional testimony that Iran would not be granted access to the U.S. financial system. But Obama administration officials had testified long before that Iran would not be granted access to the the American financial system. The license issued to Bank Muscat would have permitted Iran to convert $5.7 billion at a bank in Oman from Omani rials, which are difficult to convert into euros by transmuting them into U.S. dollars. But to their credit, American banks balked at helping Iran, despite the fact that the Obama administration approached two U.S. banks to facilitate the conversion. Senator Rob Portman from Ohio, the chairman of the Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigation, stated the Obama administration misled the American people and Congress because they were desperate to get a deal with Iran.
I mean, come on, man. As they were telling the American people repeatedly that this was not going to happen, that's exactly what they were doing behind the scenes. Now, one has to ask, what exactly was Obama's affinity for Iran? And I guess you could also ask, and this is an absolutely valid question, and this has nothing to do with Roseanne or the controversy, but Valerie Jarrett, who was born in Iran, lived there, you know, for a few years of her youth, spoke Farsi and French growing up, clearly had did not have a negative reaction to the Muslim Brotherhood. Some would say she was a huge supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, and she's in Obama's ear. Carrie, do you know where Valerie Jarrett lives?
With the Obamas.
With the Obamas.
Yeah.
I mean, is that's a little weird, isn't it?
I think so, a little bit.
I'm not suggesting anything sordid or untoward, but it's weird that your special advisor moves in. I don't know. I just think that's weird. So she's clearly in his ear. She clearly had a lot to say about policy during those 8 years. And here they were telling the American public one thing and doing the exact opposite when it came to Iran, a country we thought that Obama really did. Look, I wanted him to get Iran under control when I heard what the deal was. And the deal was really, we could chant death to America. You'll give us access to $150 billion and you'll transport, you know, by cargo planes, by cargo jets, you know, $1.6 or $7 billion in cash. I mean, then we realized, wow, not only is he not clamping down on Iran, he's rolling over for them. And now we find out that even though his administration was saying we're not going to give them access to our financial institutions, he was actually asking our financial institutions to help Iran convert money. I mean, and again, no identity politics at all. Nothing about background, ethnicity, looks, gender, orientation. This is about policy. And Obama's policy was dangerous for the world, dangerous for the free world, dangerous for the United States of America, and it's pretty disgusting that he ended up doing this. Pretty damn disgusting. All right, Carrie, I don't think there's any reason for phone calls on that. Clearly, it's what they did. It's been reported widely now. I don't know if it'll be covered by the big media or not, but that's a big, big deal. I do want to talk about the new revelation. Did you know this?
I did not.
Before you saw the story today?
Until I saw the story. Mm-mm.
Give us the story about the Philadelphia Eagles, because originally we heard that of the 45... Polo, what is an NFL roster? Is it 44 or 45, isn't it?
I think it's 53.
Is it 53? Is that the playoff roster? Is that the full roster? I thought it was 44 or 45.
I could have sworn that it's usually a 53-man roster.
I take you at your word. You could be absolutely right. I don't know enough to know. 44 or 45 felt right, but if it's 53, that's even better. We heard up until yesterday, actually until this morning, Carrie, that of the Philadelphia Eagles' 53-man roster, 10 were going to go to the White House.
Yeah, our 10.
Which is already paltry. 10 were going to go. Tell us how many were really going to go.
Yeah, according to Mediaite, the NFL Network's Mike Garofalo was able to get confirmation on Tuesday that the number of players from the Philadelphia Eagles who were confirmed to attend the White House event celebrating their Super Bowl victory was less even than the 10 or fewer number they first reported on Monday. In fact, the only person they knew was confirmed to attend was Super Bowl MVP quarterback Nick Foles. And there would potentially have been at most two additional players for a total of three or fewer, said Garofalo. The White House said no thanks, as Garofalo put it. President Donald Trump abruptly disinvited the Super Bowl champion on Monday after finding out most of the team would not be attending the celebration. In a statement, he blamed the cancellation on national anthem protests, but none of the Eagles knelt for the anthem during last season. After calling off the event, Trump instead held a separate event to celebrate America.
One. Nick Foles. He was the only one that was going to go. Not 10. Not three or whatever they're trying to say. It was one. One player was going to go. The players have made this about race. Other sports stars have made this about race. But I don't care if you're on the left or the right. You invite 53 people to your house, and one person accepts the invitation. Carrie, can we fault the guy for canceling it?
No. Not if one person's going to show.
And nobody has given a really valid reason. I keep on hearing this, this stuff about how the Eagles didn't kneel last year. That's not the issue. The issue is that they all canceled or they all rejected the invitation. Why are we pretending this is about the Eagles either kneeling or not? It's not. It's about the fact they were invited to the White House, the People's House, where the President of the United States lives. And it's a special honor not all of us get. You get that honor if you win a championship. You get that honor if you're somebody who, I got lucky, I got invited. I mean, you don't say no. I would have gone had Bill Clinton invited me, and I disagreed with him. I would have gone had Barack Obama invited me, and I disagreed with him. You not going doesn't mean that you're right, that this guy's a racist somehow. I mean, this is what these athletes are saying. Well, he's a racist, doesn't he? I mean, LeBron James and Kevin Durant were riding around in a car with some reporter from ESPN, you know, a few months ago. He doesn't give a F about the American people or about the people. Like, what are you talking about? I just don't understand if it's delusion, indoctrination, stupidity. I don't know what it is. But every single player should have gone. Do they have the right not to go? Sure, I don't want them arrested. But every single player should have gone. If you went during Barack Obama, who we now know is giving banking rights to Iran and lying about not doing it, that he lied about Obamacare, that it was a tax, it wasn't a tax, lied about Fast and Furious, they were smuggling guns into Mexico without even telling Mexico, two Americans at least were killed with those guns. When you go and visit Obama, even though Benghazi and four brave Americans died, and he had the Secretary of State was Hillary Clinton, for God's sakes, you still go to the White House then and make funny videos with Michelle Obama, who said for the first time in my adult life, or for the first time in my life, I'm really proud of my country, only because a black man was elected. You go and visit that guy and that family, which, by the way, you should have, but you don't go and visit this one, who has fixed the economy for everybody? I don't even understand. It doesn't compute. And when they say these things, the athletes or the stars or the Hollywood, whomever, they really look like they believe it. I mean, I'm looking right at them, and they appear to believe it. It's so weird, dude. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Quick break. We're back after this. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. Welcome. It is the Joe Pags Show. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Thanks a lot for stopping by alongside Kerry Lockie, my sidekick and news anchor. I'm going to take calls on the Eagles and the one guy was going to show up stuff in a second. Make sure you stay right there. Candace Owens at the bottom. But I don't want to continue without making sure that I find time to recognize D-Day. Today is the 74th anniversary of D-Day. And that's a big deal. That should be the lead story in every newscast, in every newspaper, every online news source, period, end of story. This is from Business Insider. The U.S. Air Force flew a specially painted A-10 over Normandy to mark 74 years since D-Day. The Michigan Air National Guard's 107th Fighter Squadron flew a specially painted A-10C Warthog over the beaches of Normandy on Tuesday to commemorate the 74th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. D-Day is one of the largest amphibious military assaults in history. 156,000 Allied troops landing on five beaches and about 13,000 paratroopers dropping behind German lines. And the 107th, which took part in the invasion, flew a pair of A-10s, multiple C-130 Hercules, and even dropped paratroopers over the beaches of Normandy to commemorate the historical event. It was the first time the 107th was assigned a mission in France since World War II. And there are incredible photos here as well. I'll try to make a link out of this and put it up for you. I'm not surprised it's Michigan. Michigan, of course, all the states, they're all filled with people who love America. But Michigan, you got to spend some time in Michigan to see really how they feel about the country. And I'm proud to say it was an Air National Guard unit out of Michigan. This is going to be a very hard segue. But now that we're talking about Michigan, I got the pincolling cheese. Pincolling cheese. I had a guy calling from Michigan about 2 weeks ago, and he said, I'm calling from the middle of Michigan. I said, well, where? He said, pincolling. He said, you probably never heard of it. I said, heard of it. That's cheese country.
Oh, okay.
I guess the company heard, and they sent me some cheese.
Seriously?
Dude, it's good.
Are you going to really share? Good.
No,
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 like
no.
Cheese.
They included a note. Good. They said to Carrie and Karina and Polo. And they actually mentioned everybody. They said, make sure you share it with the crew.
Dude.
The problem is they didn't send it to the station.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. Tomorrow,
the thing?
You get in your car. Yeah. You drive to the station
I will
early.
Be in my car tomorrow. I will be.
drive to the station and give us some of that cheese.
Out of the way.
Oh, come on.
That seems to be out of the way.
Come on.
Yeah, that seems to be out of the way.
We're your crew.
So probably
not.
We
deserve some cheese for working with you.
I've got relatives in town, so the cheese is kind of gone.
Oh, I see. Wow.
But I wanted to thank the Pinn County Cheese Company. I never had their cheese before. It's actually very good.
Mm.
You know the way I eat. I eat a lot of cheese. So there you go. We appreciate you. All right, let me go to the phone lines. And again, I want to make sure that if you haven't spent some time with your children, spend some time with them. Remind them what D-Day means. Remind them what happened today. And I think it'll open their eyes because there are a bunch of 17, 18-year-old people today who act as if the country is this horrible place and they're so put off. Try being 17 and 18 and landing in front of enemy lines and deciding you're going to either live or die for freedom. There's a little difference, right, Carrie? I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah, just a little bit.
That's why people who understand our history, like me, get so annoyed at these punks. And not all people that age are punks, but some of them are. Let me go to the phone lines and see what you think about the Philadelphia Eagles sending only one player was going to go. And I think that makes it perfectly fine that the president canceled the event. Let me go to Matt, who's in Philly. Matt, what's going on?
No, Pat, go.
I don't know what you're saying, but turn down the TV in the background. There's a delay. What's on your mind? Okay. Let me put you on hold then. Let me go. You know what I mean, Carrie? I mean, I'm trying to be helpful.
Come on, dude.
When you call in, you can't listen on the radio or on the television. There's a slight delay on TV. There's a bigger delay on the radio in case somebody says, something foul or florin or whatever. Let me go to Chris in Idaho. Matt or Pat, I'll come back to you. Chris, what's going on?
Hello, how are you today?
Living the dream, Chris. What's happening?
Hope you're having a good day, my dear.
What? Yeah, it's a recorder or something. You know what I mean, Carrie? This is why Pagsy likes to just talk sometimes and not even take the calls. Hmm. Let me go to Valerie, who is in Ohio. Valerie, what's on your mind? Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to touch bases, and I do want to hope the president's listening. I'm very proud of him. He's very loved, and a lot of people who voted, I had chills voting for him, and I will do again, and with my family. But to understand these young men that are not kneeling, it's not patriotic. I believe that it's a father complex because many of these young men come from broken families with no father there. And they've gotten hit with this sudden fame coming from schools that were really a lot of funds for the last 20 years were not given to those schools. So they really don't have the education and the patriotism that the previous generations have. So I'm asking our president to just overlook their ignorance, but it would be something different if we were to bring back the draft. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, that would be something. Valerie, that's an interesting angle that I haven't heard anybody say before. So I want to follow your thought process, which is pretty, I don't have much time, but you're saying because a lot of these athletes grew up in households without a father and their school districts did not have the kind of funding that some other school districts have. Maybe the president, although he's right, maybe he should look past it because there's a separation there that maybe he's not understanding.
No, I don't want him to take it personally. These young men care. That's all. There's one-sided education. That's the play ball to get out of an environment. And if it's one-sided and you suddenly have that ego trip, and that's what they're doing. Yeah. And it's very misinformation. Look at the best, one of the better football, basketball stars of Columbus. No, not Columbus, but Cleveland. He's ignorant in his statements. They do generalizations and...
I got to run. Valerie, I love you, and I love that angle. That was really something that I hadn't heard before. I appreciate you. We come back. It'll be Candace Owens right here. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Today is D-Day. We pay tribute to the men who lost their lives. Coming up at 8 on the Michael Berry Show.
Across the land, iHeartRadio, JoePags.com, also Newsmax TV, the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you along for the ride. Really glad to have Candace Owens on. Candace is with TPUSA, and also you've known her from before that. Candace, what was it, the red pill or red pill?
It was Red Pill Black was the name of my YouTube channel, bam. And everyone started calling me Red Pill Black, so I was
okay. Well, see, I knew that I could say Red Pill, but because I'm Lily White, actually I'm Olive, I'm Italian, but I'm not sure, I wasn't sure I could say the black part. So I'm,
you totally can. No
thank you.
With me.
I appreciate that. Okay, listen, I love your stuff. I love the podcast that you do. I love the videos that you do. I love that you went viral because you just don't care. And what I mean by that is you really do, but you don't care about the blowback that you're getting. Let's start with TPUSA. First of all, what is that? Because a lot of people watching and listening don't know what that is.
Yeah, so Turning Point USA is essentially mobilizes conservative thinkers on campus to come together, and we promote free markets and capitalism and Western civilization. We are supporters of the Constitution, and we promote these values on campuses where we're really just seeing a bunch of liberal indoctrination. And it's pretty simple. That's pretty much it. And it's caused, it's ruffled a lot of feathers, and we're unsure why.
It was founded by a young guy named Charlie Kirk, and we'll have him on soon. He's a good guy. We follow each other on Twitter. He has had sit-downs with the president. So have I. So have you. I saw you that great picture from the Oval Office the other day. So we sort of have that. We're in that little group. But it's amazing to let the American public know that there are young, diverse, wonderful people that aren't hard left, that aren't crazy indoctrinated liberal. When did you realize that you weren't? Because, again, you're a young black woman. You're supposed to be.
Right. I think when I actually started paying attention to it, it's not really taught. You learn things the opposite as a black person in school growing up.
Yeah.
The first 18 years of your life, you know, they call it free education, but in my opinion, it's free indoctrination.
Right.
We learn our history wrong, and we learn that Republicans are our enemies. So we sort of accept this. I call it sleepy liberalism, going through life thinking that this is the only way. But when Donald Trump arrived onto the scene, I began paying attention to his rhetoric versus how it was being interpreted across these liberal platforms. I realized there was a problem here, and that perhaps racism was being used as a theme to sort of strap black people into poverty. So that's where it started for me. And then I decided to inject my voice via YouTube to create a different perspective for black people to at least consider.
It's Candace Owens. She's with TPUSA, Turning Point USA. It's at Real Candace Owens, right?
At Real Candace O on Twitter and at Real Candace Owens on Instagram.
Follow her everywhere because it's amazing. The tweets that you put out make me feel stupid. And I'm reasonably intelligent. I'm like, wow, how did she do that? So it's really amazing.
That's so
I want everybody to go and follow you. Again, as soon as you put out the first YouTube video, as soon as you were, as the kids say, woke, I guess I said it. as soon as you did that, you were attacked. You're an Uncle Tom or Aunt something, and you're a turncoat, and you hate your own people, and you're an Oreo and all this other stuff. How did you deal with that? First of all, did you expect it? And secondly, why hasn't it bothered you as much as it could have?
I definitely expected it. Not after my first video. My first video was really so vanilla and so diet compared to the rest of the stuff that I do. It was a little skit that said, Mom, Dad, I'm a conservative.
Right.
I just used the word conservative. I didn't say which values I agreed with or I didn't. I wasn't talking about Black Lives Matter or anything that was polarizing.
Right.
And I was still hit with the Uncle Tom and Coon. That, to me, was just inspirational. I always say that I use these hit pieces that are written and these vitriolic tweets that come at me. These people are my muses. They inspire me to go further and to go harder and to dig deeper. And I accredit them for where I'm at today. If they had left me alone to my own devices, maybe I would have said, oh, you know, well, that's what I think, and so do a lot of other people. But when they attacked me, it made me want to double down and show them that I'm not going to be scared to be myself and to hold my values and to speak my values out publicly.
At Real Candace O on Twitter. Go and follow her right now. Most of the world is. If you're not, there's something wrong with you. I saw a video, Candace, of you a few weeks ago on a college campus, and there was a black student that was coming at you. And you said, no, listen to me. This is the truth. This is what's real. You don't understand. Did that student think that she would shout you down and shut you up? I never understand what the end game is for people who shout and yell and call names. Do they think you're going to say, wow, you called me that really bad name. I guess I am a Democrat. When you saw that coming, you just held to your guns. Was that the plan the entire time, or did you just sort of roll by what the questions are and which way it goes?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly which student you're talking about because it happens so often.
Right, right.
particularly what people don't see is, what you guys don't see is that we're not just fighting against people that are jumping up and shouting. We have people that are outside playing music, trying to drown out the sound,
right,
so that we can't speak. And eventually, you know, we get upset. And for me, I just basically let them know that despite what was being said, despite them attempting to shut us down, that I was going to be heard. And I told them that they were a bunch of overprivileged Americans, because that is really what it comes down to. We're at UC Berkeley, we're at UCLA, we're at campuses where these students are spoiled and they're overprivileged, and they're trying to shout at me and tell me that they're oppressed and they don't even have the decency to act civilized. To do so in a manner where we offer them an open mic and allow them to speak to us, they don't have the decency to do it in that civilized manner because they don't actually hold true those convictions. That's really what it comes down to. They don't hold true those convictions. And when pressed to stand up and hold the mic and say something meaningful, they'd rather shout.
When you joined forces with Charlie Kirk at TPUSA, did you know what the organization was? Were you already privy to what how long it had been around and what the mission is? Or did you find out from him what the mission was and you said, you know, this is kind of me?
I actually had researched Turning Point prior to somebody had floated his name to me very early on in a weird coincidence of events. Somebody that is an older person that was donating to it, who I had met in a past life almost, and said, you should check out this guy, Charlie Kirk, in Turning Point USA. It sounds similar to what you're trying to do in terms of offering a different perspective to the youth. So I looked him up and I'd seen some of his interviews and I thought that he was incredibly smart and that he was attacking a vertical that really does need to be attacked if we're going to talk about saving the West.
Right.
And that's education. We got to talk about education. So I was really happy. I met him down in Palm Beach at a conference. He hired me on the spot. And the rest, as they say, is history in the making.
And it's wonderful. I'm glad that the partnership is there because your voice needs to go everywhere. It's Candace Owens. You can follow her at Real Candace O on Twitter. On Instagram, it's at Real Candace Owens.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so go and follow her at both those places. Go look her up on YouTube. If you're not familiar, you should be, because she's gone viral for good reasons. When you meet these young people and you talk to them, are you more surprised by the vitriol from the left or that there are so many on the right that we're afraid to say they're on the right?
Equal parts. So I'm not surprised by the vitriol on the left because that's really the climate that we've allowed for in terms of our celebrities condoning that behavior towards our president. What do you think is going to happen? Is it going to be a trickle-down effect?
Right.
But what I am surprised about is the level of delusion. What I am surprised about is that because we start these conversations the same way, I say, I just want to check and see what planet I'm on. How many people in this room believe that America is a more racist country today than it was in the 1940s? And hands fly up every single time. So that always shocks me, the level of delusion, that they actually believe that they're living through more than people that were living through segregation and the KKK when they were active and the police was working with the KKK.
Right.
That really shows you just how far indoctrinated these students are. In terms of students on the right, I think we're surprised at how quickly we've been able to grow, which really lets us know that it's just about giving them these basic ideas and presenting them. People are more willing to err on the side of truth. The problem is they're not being presented with the truth whatsoever.
Right.
That's exactly what we try to do.
Well, what's interesting is those who are on the right or those who are conservative, maybe like you for much of your life, don't really know it until they get the facts, right?
That's exactly correct. And that's why I always say I was always a conservative. I just didn't know it.
Yeah. It's Candace Owens. Owens, it is such a pleasure to have you on. You tweeted earlier today about the whole athlete thing. What we found out today was that the Philadelphia Eagles, who were invited to the White House, it's a 44 or 45 man roster. And Candace, one person said he was going to go. One player was going to go. So the president rightfully so cancels it. And now he's called a racist by LeBron James and by Steph Curry and all these other people. Are LeBron James and Steph Curry deluded? Are they indoctrinated? Or are they just so tight with the Obamas that they've got to say anything that would be against this president, who clearly has helped the black community specifically so much more than Obama ever could have?
Yeah, I wouldn't even say that they're indoctrinated or deluded. I would just say they're not smart. They're not smart. They're not following politics. They're following the world of sports. They think that they know everything. They think that somehow being an athlete and having a lot of money makes you better prepared to speak about the issues facing the black community. And quite frankly, it doesn't. That argument is fallacious. So it's unfortunate that this is what it had to result in, but the president absolutely made the correct move. We're no longer going to honor celebrities and treat celebrities as though they are running the country. We're not going to treat celebrities as if they're risking their lives for us to have the freedoms that we do. I think Obama played that game much too hard and went too far. And celebrities almost saw going to the White House as a rite of passage, and it's not. It is an honor to go to the White House. It is an honor to be invited to the president, by the president of the United States, to attend the White House. And it's not necessary. It's something that I'm more than happy to see this separation taking place between the church and the state, in this case, the government and the world of celebrities and culture.
Well, we just had a rock star president for 8 years, so this is a really big difference. It's Candace Owens, at Real Candace O on Twitter, at Real Candace Owens on Instagram. Just very quickly, I mean, you and I have a similar experience in that I was invited last November, one of five talk shows in the country, so I feel like I'm special, although I'm really not, to go and interview the president in the East Room in the White House. And that was, I'm 51. I'd never done anything like that. And it was an amazing feeling to walk into those doors and walk into the people's right. house and see this guy who is really just sort of a normal guy who happens to be a billionaire and he's the president. What was your feeling right. when you walked in? And you, had you been there before?
I had not. So that was my first time, and I was in the Oval Office, and look, I was floored. I was astonished, but I think the most surprising part is just what you hit on, which is just how much of a normal person he is. You can see this, I always say, it's like a twinkle in his eye,
yeah.
you know, and he loves his country. He is the ultimate patriot, and in so much that he is willing to fall on the sword 1,000 times. He is willing to be painted as a villain. He is willing to let the left lie and delude about his mission and his efforts. If it means saving this country, and that's exactly what he's doing.
Heading into the midterms, last question. And Candace, thanks a million. You jumped on last second, and I really appreciate your time. The midterms are coming up in November. The left thinks there's going to be a blue wave, which is ridiculous. They're running, Candace, they're running on this. This is what they're saying to people. Vote for us, we'll raise your taxes. Vote for us, we'll right. raise your employer's taxes. Vote for us, and we'll increase regulations. Vote for us, and we'll put more people on entitlements as if that's a good thing. And impeach 45. We're going to impeach 45. If you vote for us, I don't know why right. they think that's a winning combination, but what is your feeling going in? You're in it now. I mean, what is right. your feeling going into November? Is the left going to be as surprised as they were in 2016?
Yeah, absolutely, because the left is delusional, and the left, look, has not learned their lesson. They're treating Donald Trump as if he was some fluke and not understanding that this really is the way that America is feeling. This is the sentiment, and the sentiment is only growing. It is not being deduced over time. It is growing.
Yeah.
So I think that they're going to be shocked to see how far and how wide this has spread, that America is happy with the president that we have in place, and that they're going to have to shift their tactics. Traditionally, their tactics are the same going into every election. They believe that their voters are stupid. That's it. They believe that their voters are too stupid to figure out that they're offering them nothing but more heartache and more poverty and more government dependency. And unfortunately for them, we are at a turning point. People are starting to wisen up. They're starting to wake up and understand that they have been lied to. And I'm really happy to see this trend, and I'm happy to play a small part in it.
You're playing a much bigger than small part. You're playing a huge part. It's from Turning Point USA, TPUSA. It's Candace Owens. Candace, thanks a million. Can we do it again?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much. Back after this in the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
News Radio 1200, WOAI.
Right, glad to have you. It is the Joe Pag Show, 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Your phone calls in a moment. We appreciate you being patient. And, of course, we've got another big hour coming next hour. Let me remind you about Father's Day coming up. And it's a really good time to fill the belly. Listen, this is what I say almost every year now. Don't give me a tie. Don't give me a sweater. Don't give me some shoes. Fill my stomach. Give me some great food and have my family around me. That's going to be great. Well, here's a great way to do that this year. Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks, we get them all the time, whether it's a holiday or not. And especially is a great time to get Omaha Steaks for Father's Day. It's convenient. They send it to you. It's hand-trimmed, flash-frozen, and vacuum-sealed meats. They send them directly to your door in the Omaha Steaks cooler, and you get a great variety. I'm talking about this deal because you listen to or watch my show. 78% off right now. Go to omahasteaks.com, type in my name, Pags, in the search bar. You get 2 tender filet mignons, 2 beefy top sirloins, 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha Steak burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a pound of steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and 4 more grill-ready Omaha Steaks burgers free with the purchase. $49.99, if you can believe it. When you go to omahasteaks.com, type in my name, Pags. Omahasteaks.com, put in my name, Pags. All right. Let me go to the phone lines here. A lot of people holding. A lot of people want to be heard. Let me go to, let me try to go back to, is it Matt or Pat on line 2 from Philadelphia? What is your name? Yeah, see, Carrie, he's listening to the TV.
I know.
He won't stop.
That's a shame.
Matt/Pat in Philly. Turn the TV down. Listen on the phone. Why is that hard? Carrie, why is that hard?
It's not. It shouldn't be.
Last time for Matt. Matt or Pat, what's your name?
Pat.
Is it P-A-T?
Pat.
Dude, spell your name.
Pat, P-A-T. Patichuk, P-A-N-I-C-H-E-L-L-I.
Okay, now he's telling me his last name, too. All right, what's on your mind, my friend? Talk to me.
What I want to know, Joe, is, like, when they mentioned about the Eagles, going to the White House, how come they didn't mention or put the names in the paper of the ones that are not going?
Because they're all not going. Only Nick Foles is going. Only Nick Foles wanted to go. Nobody else wanted to go.
Only Nick Foles.
That's it.
The rest of the team, whoever was invited to go
why do you need the names? It's every other name except for Nick Foles. I mean, why do you want their names? Right. Only Nick Foles agreed that he would go. Everybody else said no.
And, Joe, one more thing. This guy where I live, in the city where I live at, this guy in City Hall, he called our president a tyrant.
Yeah, what's his name? Kenny? He's no good. He's got to go. That mayor's got to go.
He's a bum.
He is a bum. Is it Bat or Pat, do you think, Carrie?
I think it was Pat, I think.
Sounds like you're saying Bat, like B-A-T. But listen, I hear you. I feel your anger and your angst. Vote that guy out. Let me go right back at it. Say hi to Kevin in Minnesota. Kevin, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Pegs. Love you, man.
Thanks. What's happening?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that they're totally trying to punk Trump. A week or two prior to the visit to the White House, they actually confirmed 70 people were going to be there. And then we're really only going to send a couple of them in the end.
So in other words, they wanted him to put on the whole big thing, and then the photo op would be him standing there with Nick Foles.
Exactly. If I was Trump, I would have said, nah, forget about it.
I think him canceling it was the right thing to do, and now that he sort of got the jump on them and canceled it before they could do that, now they're saying he's racist for canceling it. Guess what? None of the players were coming except for one, and that one player is not a black guy.
Why confirm 70 in the first place? It's so ridiculous. They knew 70 weren't going. They were talking about owners and other staff above and beyond just the players, too. It's a joke.
Hey, what is the source for the 70 number that you're coming up with?
Rush Limbaugh.
I got you. I hear you. Well, look, Rush doesn't make it up. Man's often, if not always, right. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Quick break. We're coming right back. We got to go on TV. We're back tomorrow. We continue on radio.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations all over the place. iHeartRadio, joepags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, the video feed is there as well. The Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Wednesday. You know what I'm saying, Carrie?
No, I do. Been waiting for this one. No.
Come on. Into it at all. You're just sitting there. Why do I do this?
Well, I don't want. No, last week. Listen to the song.
Last week I'm going to play it. It's done. It's out.
No, come on.
It's out of the rotation.
I'm not going to dance. That's what you mean.
I'm going to say dance. At least shake your head or something. I mean, nothing, man. Nothing.
But then you start making all those noises and you ruin the song.
Carrie, I'm going to make the noises anyway. You might as well do a little bit of a head bob. I guess so.
All right.
It's definitely still going to happen.
Play it again. Let's play it again.
No. Nope. Done. And actually, I had a preemptive strike on Twitter today. A guy hits me on Twitter and he says, Bon Jovi's a far left-wing liberal lefty. Dump him from the Wednesday song. So he's mad. And that was way back. It was like 2 hours before the show.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Oh, yeah. The people are paying attention.
Oh, I bet they are.
Did not want to play a song.
No,
I
gotta,
can I be honest, though? I mean, if we actually didn't play any liberals who sang or did song, we might not even have any bump music on the show.
I know.
It would be all Ted Nugent the entire show, you know? Which actually might be pretty good, to be honest with you. Yeah. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. We're wrapping up the conversation about the Eagles not going to the White House. It turns out only one Eagle, Nick Foles, the quarterback, was going to go. And this, after several people now have confirmed to me that Rush actually said today that 80 were supposed to go, 70 player and personnel, and then 10 management or something. And they confirmed it like a week ago. All of a sudden, it's down to one. So, yeah, it does sound like the scam was on. It sounds like they were looking to make him a fool, and they were looking to punk him, and he got ahead of it, which I think is very, very smart. There's also this Malcolm Jenkins. Now, I'm pretty sure Malcolm Jenkins was one of the players that either had the fist up the whole time or he knelt in the preseason or something. But he did some sort of an interview session with reporters at his locker or something. And instead of saying anything, he just held up signs.
Mm-hmm.
And then would go to the next sign or something, go to the next sign, go to the next sign. And I don't understand. He plays for the Eagles, right? He's on the Philadelphia Eagles roster. Paul, was he on the Eagles last year in the Super Bowl or not?
I believe so.
All right, so here's a guy that it's inarguable was invited to the White House. And he could have had a few minutes with the President of the United States. Could have turned something that he was unsure about into a positive, to where the leader of the free world and the one man who can make a difference in what it is that he seems to want, this guy, he turned down that opportunity and instead stood at his locker and held up signs. Carrie, do I have this right?
Yes.
Just quick question, just quick, silly, hypothetical, crazy question. Would it be more effective to hold up signs at your locker or to talk to the leader of the free world?
I'm going to say talk to the leader of the free world.
Just action, because I don't get it. I don't, I mean, again, and I talk about this a lot, because I'm really proud of it, and I'm humbled by it, but I had an opportunity to talk to the leader of the free world. I could have said no, and I could have held up signs, I guess, at my house or at my studio. Mm-hmm. Or I went there and talked to the man for 10 minutes. I'm not, how is the first thing even an option? It just sounds stupid when you say it that way, doesn't it? I, of course, tweeted to Malcolm Jenkins. He hasn't responded because, you know, scared of me.
Scared. Oh, you think? He's scared of you.
Big bad football player scared a little Pagsy in the radio.
Right.
1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. It's going to be line four, five, is Junior, who's in Florida. Junior, what's going on? Hi.
Hi. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hey, listen, I'm not too sympathetic with these ball players that make millions of dollars a year. I had a brother who was in the invasion in Normandy. My brother, my sister, my other brother, and I, we worked all our lives, and we make less. Together, we make less than these guys make in 1 year.
Right.
And they're complaining what a lousy country it is.
Right.
Hey, and one thing, Joe, when are you going to play my song?
What is your song?
I met you in the parking lot at WSTL about a year ago, and I sent a copy of it to, I think, Karina has it. And not only that.
Junior, I don't know. What is the song about?
Well, I know it's a ballad. It's a love song.
And did you sing it?
Are you there?
Yeah, did you sing the song?
No, I have a lady who sang it, and my idea is, Joe, she's kind of classical, but I wanted to add you on at the end of it, and make it a little more contemporary, jazzy.
Well, what's the name of the song?
What? Say what?
What's the name of the song?
My Heart.
How does it go? Say, sing us a little bit of it.
Well, I kind of lost my voice, but I'll try.
Come on, Junior. You call into the national radio show. You want me to play your damn song. I give you an opportunity to sing it. You're not going to?
No, I'm going to try. But you
okay, here we go.
Meeting me in the parking lot that day?
I really don't. I wish I had, but I don't.
See, okay, it goes, you were right, my dear, to refuse me. You were right, sweetheart, to tell me no. Wow. Not like that.
Yeah, you really did lose your voice, didn't you? Now, listen, Junior, that was great. I loved it. And I'm going to look around. I don't think I have the CD or the tape or whatever the hell you sent me, but I'll look around and see what we can do. It was a cassette?
Hey, listen,
I don't have a cassette player. Who has a cassette player anymore?
I know, but I'm older, Joe. I got a letter from Harry Truman telling me I could wear a World War II victory medal.
Well, beautiful. Well, Junior, we love you like crazy. I don't think I ever met you. I think there's something wrong with you. But listen, that was wonderful, and I loved it. You were just my love. I'm telling you, what I just did right there was better than what Junior did.
No, that's not true. It was beautiful.
No, let me tell you this. Junior did a great job.
He did.
Let me be as clear as I can about this. I don't have any means by which to play a cassette tape.
I know.
You know, I'm just being honest.
Yeah, well.
And it was a great song.
It was awesome.
I recall being in the parking lot of WFTL two different times, and I don't remember ever meeting a guy named Junior. Carrie, the question is, did it really happen?
I'm going to say yes. Junior sounds like a very honest man.
Or did somebody lie to Junior and say they were me? You know, Joyce Kaufman down there, she'll say she's me sometimes, and that's just not right.
No, I don't think that's
Joyce, happening. We love you. I just want her to understand we love her at 850 WFTL. 1-800 and Rich Stevens, he goes around Palm Beach County and Broward County telling people he's me.
Yeah, I doubt that also.
I'm telling you,
Gary. Why would these people
Junior
do that?
Met
hey,
one of these
I'm
people,
Joe Pags. And
I'm just saying. No, and again, I love Rich as well. Now, they're great. Everybody down at WFTL is wonderful. I'm just playing with you. 1-800-383-9624. But that Karen Curtis will tell people she's me sometimes
no,
at WFTL.
The
news director.
No.
I'm telling you.
No.
He's like, aren't you Karen Curtis? Who, by the way, has been a star in that market forever. And I'm pretty sure one time she said, nope, Joe Pags.
Again, no. I seriously doubt that. Nobody's pretending to be you.
Do you know for a fact that these people are not impersonating me?
No, but I'm sure they're not.
At KSRO, our station out in California, they've got some doofus comedian that comes on the show before us and pretends he's me. I'm not even playing.
Really?
They really did.
Okay.
And then I get like these emails from people saying, yeah, you're a jerk and the Spurs suck it. I'm like, what are you talking about? You came on and you were talking about the Warrior. No, I wasn't. I've never been on that show.
Oh, that's too funny.
Carrie, I promise you, when I asked the producer to send me an audio tape of it.
Oh, I want to hear it. Yes.
This guy sounds nothing.
Like
I mean,
you?
It's not tone of voice. He's
I have
got
to
some
hear
weird
that.
New York accent or something. And I don't
that's
know.
Funny.
It's the weirdest thing. But God bless you. Listen. Look, if it gets you a couple more Twitter followers, pretend you're me. Whatever you have to do. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Your kids may ignore you, but your smart speaker never will.
Alexa, play 1200 WOAI on iHeartRadio.
Hey, you know, glad to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks to Joe Pags Show, 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Carrie, more times than not, I focus on the negative when it comes to feedback from people.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't do that because it really is the positive that keeps you going, right?
That's right, yes.
Why get mired in the negative? The people don't like the show.
Yeah.
It's only like, it's less than 1% from what I can tell. But I get this from Sandra. Sandra's awfully nice. I copied you in my response.
Okay.
You probably ignored it, as I know that you ignore any emails coming
I
from my email address.
I just got it now.
I think it's relegated to spam or junk.
It is not. I just got it. I got it.
Nah, I'm not so sure. I think that probably it is.
Yes.
Dear sir. Good start, Sandra. Let me just help you with that. Just wanted to tell you how much I thoroughly enjoyed your show. I listened to you on iHeart at 12:40 during the day. I'm not sure what station is 12:40. There are plenty, though, and that's great when you're on. And I listen to your podcast at night. I love your humor, your stories about your family and life. It's so interesting and nice to have someone share themselves and actually be funny. I get so tired of the constant woe is me, poor me attitude. Thank you. You should do more parodies. You sing wonderful. Hey, look, listen, she is spot on. Spot on.
How about that?
My love is my girl. That's a Junior song. Isn't that Junior song?
Okay.
I think that was Junior. Wasn't it his song?
Like, what are you singing? Okay, no.
Cause of the love.
Need to bring back Junior because he knocked it out of the park.
The cassette tapes. People used to listen to 8-tracks too.
So, please stop.
I'm pretty sure that's how the song went. Let me sing the song.
No.
Anyway, Sandra continues, I especially like the Taco Tuesday bumper music when your cohort says, Taco. So, Paula, you get a shout-out, I think. I don't think it's about Carrie. I think it's about you. I laugh at that every single time. And say hello to Carrie. I think her sense of humor is very good. Ooh. First First bad, first
awesome.
Negative. I mean, that honestly, she's
that.
Not listening that closely.
Save it.
When I love the girl on the 33 RPM album. So I think her sense of humor is very good. It's almost like she's your straight man. I'm not so sure. Could be a rainbow crosswalk there. Not so sure about straight man. Can you say straight man?
No, probably not. Not today. You can't.
I want you to say nondescript. I'm not sure about the sexual orientation, man. Sometimes, can I say that in this world of political correctness? I just wanted to thank you for your show. I've never written anybody before, but I think you deserve the kudos. Keep up the good work, your loyal listener, Sandra.
That's
Sandra, thanks,
so nice.
Thanks a million. We love that. And I do think I have a second here, so let me... And the women.
No, we're out of time. Paula's telling you to wrap it up.
They
we gotta
like
wrap it up.
It's a good thing your name wasn't Sandy.
Together.
What?
And sometimes the cassette tapes will play. I think I'm killing it. Can I be honest? I think I'm
you
nailing
are killing it.
It.
Yep, you're
what
killing it.
What did you say, Paulo?
It was a good thing your name wasn't Sandy.
Why?
You know why.
Why? What do you mean?
What do you do
Sandy?
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's so horrible.
Chills. They're multiplying. Look, I think Sandra deserves a little something.
No. And she deserves a lot better than what she's getting right now.
And control. Come on, Carrie, sing it with me.
No.
No?
Mm-mm. No.
Sandra, I'm sorry. Carrie is no fun.
No Danny
Zuko.
And
she actually tricked you into thinking that she was fun for a second. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. Back at it, going to be Chris in Michigan. Chris, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe, how are you tonight? Junior, I know you're still listening. I like this song. Joe, I love you so much.
Look, Chris, if you don't mind, I mean, because I think Junior is listening. You remember the song. Just sing a little bit of it.
Oh, yeah. I'll get right on top of that right after I talk to Randy Savage.
Come on, dude. Come on. All right. What's on your mind? What's up?
For 90 years, the NFL had, it wasn't a rule. It was just their process where every team stays in the locker room. For 90 years, they did it and up until 2009. And then when they started paying, or I'm sorry, the military started paying the NFL to run commercials and things like that. That's when they said, hey, guys, we got to get on the field. Why can't we just go back to the locker room and then all of this is gone?
For the information of those who didn't know what you just said, it's 100% true. The Department of Defense, the DOD, started paying for advertising and sponsoring the NFL. And they were like, okay, we're going to do that, but we want a big show. Like, we'll have somebody secretly come home from being deployed and meet the wife and the kids out on the 50-yard line before the game. And when you're doing the national anthem, let's have the gigantuan flag covering the entirety of the field. And we'll shake it and we'll wave it and we'll show patriotism that we're paying for. And for some reason, these idiot football players, not, I guess, understanding that advertising pays their salaries, decided that they would start kneeling during this that was really paid for and bought patriotism. And if you bring it up like that, Chris, and I'm glad you did, I'm not so sure I like the Department of Defense sponsoring any sports event. You know, maybe run an Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines ad during the commercial breaks. I get that. But to pay for patriotism? Screw you. Do the national anthem. Show the flag if you're patriotic. If you're not, don't. And let's move on. I like where you came from on that.
I'm 100% behind you, Joe. I mean, thank you for letting me vent. Thank you. Love you, man.
Well, Chris, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
All right.
The woman and the man, when they have the love. What? You don't take it from there. Go ahead.
When she told me that, never mind. I'm in front of.
Nailed it. He nailed it. Carrie, I think the guy nailed it.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. It was
better
actually,
than yours.
Nah, I wouldn't go that far.
No, I would.
Oh, look who's on line one. Line one is Sandy. What's going on, Sandy? Hi.
Yeah, Sandy? You scared her away when you did that.
Sandy?
Hi.
Sandy? What's going on, Sandy? Talk to me.
Oh, wow. I can barely hear you, but I'll try.
Okay, you sound great. You're very loud and clear. Get a new phone. What's happening?
Well, I'm thinking these football players need to go on a couple police ride-alongs, a couple of months, so they can see exactly what's happening out there.
That is an amazing idea. Sandy, thank you. I appreciate that. She couldn't hear because you got a crappy cell phone. But that's an amazing idea. Why isn't it the right thing to do? And by the way, a lot of these players are very charitable. I saw our friend Ken, who we work with, posted something today or yesterday that LeBron James donated millions and millions and millions of dollars to different neighborhoods and different things. I think that's great, man. Mm-hmm. I think that's great, and he deserves kudos for it. Not necessarily Ken, but LeBron. Absolutely kudos. Why not take a night, couple hours, do a ride-along with police? See what they run into every day. You know, I watched the live PD, and on live PD, if you don't know what it is, it's actually following a bunch of cameras, like 30 cameras, following police officers around in six or seven different markets in different towns. And as you're watching this unfold in front of your face, nothing scripted, there it is, boom, it's happening right now. You'll notice that police run into drunk people, drug people, people carrying illegal guns, people dealing drugs, people, you know, dying on the side of the road from an overdose if they don't save them by injecting some Narcan or something very quickly. I mean, these people, these men and women, are working their asses off to make communities safer, to make communities better. And I think the thing that rubs me the wrong way the most when it comes to these athletes is that they need us to believe that police are suiting up every day with the objective in mind to go and shoot and kill some black people. It's not only not happening, it's disgusting to even suggest. So the idea that you could spend some time in the community, donate a bunch of money, I love it. I think that's great. High praise to you for doing that, and I mean that. But why not spend a few minutes with the people that are keeping you safe? Because every arena LeBron James goes to is protected by good guys with guns. When he goes home, he lives in a neighborhood that I'm sure is protected. It's not okay to go and appear in a late-night talk show and be protected by guns, then complain about the protectors with the guns. It's weird. That's where my argument is with it. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Today is D-Day. We pay tribute to lives. Coming up at 8 on the Michael Berry Show.
Great radio stations across the land, iHeartRadio, JoePags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, it's all right there. We appreciate you. Joe Pags Show on your radio. See, now I'm mad at Sandra.
Why are you mad at Sandra?
You didn't see her response?
Oh, no.
So I write her back and I say, that is so nice. Thank you, Sandra. And I copied you on it.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra writes back, Carrie, oh my goodness, you answered. Thank you. I'm sorry I spelled your name wrong. Darn spell check.
I didn't get that one.
Sandra, Carrie did not answer you. First of all, she doesn't care about the people.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Secondly, she refuses to answer any emails that are even remotely associated with the program.
That's not true.
Okay?
I answered you.
I was there for you. But instead...
I'm there for you too, Sandra. Yeah.
Lying. All right, so...
I am too.
But seriously, it came from me, and my name signed it. Why does she thank you?
Well, I'm part of the Joe Pags family, so...
You are so out of the family. That's it, you're done. Sandra, we love you anyway. All right, so let's... I saw this story last night, and I'm watching the local news in San Antonio. Those of you in San Antonio know which newscast I tend to watch, and I love the people there.
Can you criticize them again?
But I just don't understand sometimes some of the things they do. Although they have stopped that crazy, the anchor walking around the newsroom crap, which I think is good. He's actually at the desk, which is where he belongs. He's anchoring the show from there.
To you.
The anchor should not wander around. Okay, let me ask you something. If you had a boat anchor and the idea was that the boat anchor would just wander around the bottom of the ocean and not stay somewhere, would that really be an anchor?
Well, no, it would not. They were just trying something out. That's all.
Didn't work. I'm just going to... maybe they'll try that next time. But I love how they do it. I think they do a great job. But I see this story about ICE raiding someplace. And there was only one soundbite that they played. And the soundbite was like from some family member. So if you can, give us the story. Outline the story for us. I'll give you a bit of what the coverage was last night. And give you my thoughts on it.
From Fox News, more than 100 arrests have been reported after federal immigration agents raided an Ohio lawn and garden business Tuesday as part of the Trump administration's growing crackdown on employers suspected of hiring illegal immigrants. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents carrying weapons showed up at two Corso's flower and garden centers, one in the Lake Erie resort town of Sandusky, the other in the nearby town of Castalia, and arrested 114 suspected illegal immigrants in one of the largest immigration stings in years. ICE says it expected criminal charges, including identity theft and tax evasion. No criminal charges have been filed against Corso's, but the business is under investigation. Authorities said the raid included the seizure of business documents. And the Sandusky Register reported the agents raided Corso's armed with a search warrant. One caller reported that agents were armed with submachine guns and were standing guard as people at the center were rounded up, the paper reported. A Corso's manager refused to comment, according to the paper. The operations part of the Trump administration's focus on employers, one that took hold about a year after the president took office and came months after surge and deportation arrests began. The crackdown is likely to please immigration hawks among Trump supporters, but may alienate industries and companies that rely on immigrant labor. In April, agents made about 100 worker arrests at a meatpacking plant in rural Tennessee. Reminiscent of the high profile shows of force that were common during President George W. Bush's administration. No criminal charges have been filed against the employer. And the investigation into Corso's began in October 2017 when the U.S. Border Patrol arrested a woman who gave stolen identity documents to job applicants in the country illegally, said Steve Francis, head of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Homeland Security Investigations Unit in Detroit.
All right, so the story comes up last night. First of all, for some reason, and it's not just them, many, 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 many news organizations are calling illegal aliens undocumented workers or undocumented immigrants. Like, there was another story last night where a bunch of trucks were pulled over or something. They found a bunch of illegal aliens in the back. And for some reason, they're undocumented immigrants. They're not. They're illegal aliens. They are alien to this country, and they're here illegally. That's what they are. And it's not a denigration of a human being. It's a legal term and a governmental term for what the description of this breach of law is. But when it came to this story out of Ohio, and again, our local station didn't go from San Antonio to Ohio, I get that. But the local station in Ohio, I guess, sends out the audio, and the only sound they got was some teenage girl crying her face off about how they sent him away and they sent him back. And of course, that's to engender this response from people. Wow, Trump's breaking up families, when he's not. I mean, we've been as logical as we can be when it comes to illegal immigration. Immigration, good. Illegal immigration, not good. But we've been very clear about, I've been very clear about this, and I try to take a common sense, rational approach. If you come here illegally, you A, already know you're doing it illegally because you're shoving yourself and your family in the back of an 18-wheeler or in the trunk of a car or something, or you've got somebody taking you across the Rio Grande, which doesn't make any sense. I don't understand why. Really, Carrie? As I'm in the middle of this, really?
What? I'm sending an
you
email.
You are, seriously.
What? Keep going. I'm not interrupting
you. She's
got
to listen to the podcast. She's going to listen to the podcast or listen to the show. She's going to realize that you didn't answer the email. Now you're going to answer Sandra?
Yes, I wanted to answer Sandra.
Wow.
You got a problem with that?
Let's see what kind of ass kissing went on in this email. Let's take a look.
Keep going with your story.
Thanks for the kind words. Just wanted you to know I do care. See, it's always about you and your ego.
Oh, yes.
People don't understand what I have
me.
To deal with every day.
Yeah. Oh, please.
People have no idea what
please.
I have to deal with every day with this ego. Wow.
I do what I have to deal with.
This, by the way, is why we're not in the same studio. Not enough room with her ego.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyway, this story, to me, it's a simple story. If you break the law and you get caught and you go to jail, you will no longer be able to go home and be with your family. Does that mean that the police officer or the prosecutor or the judge is breaking up families? If you decide that you're going to do something that is not legal, and again, those coming here illegally know that it's illegal, or else they would go to the consulate, or they would apply for a visa. They'd come here on a work permit. They would come here on a visitor's permit. They would do it the right way, then start the process of making it more permanent. They're not doing that. They're coming here illegally. Women are being raped, which is disgusting. People are dying in the back of sweltering 18-wheelers, which is disgusting. Stop doing it illegally. It's dangerous. It's horrible. Oh, and it's against the law. So if you make it here illegally, and you're here illegally, and you've got your family that, I mean, some of them may have even been born here. Some of them might have been brought across the border illegally by you as well. And you get caught. Why are you different than the petty thief? Why are you different than the bank robber? Why are you different than the person driving drunk? Why? And I'm not talking about the morality of it. I'm talking about the very, very simple process of either you have laws or you don't. And if you break the law and you're convicted, there's a chance, and you knew this going in, that you'll be separated from the rest of your family. Trump isn't. ICE isn't. Border Patrol isn't separating families. They're not. And again, I don't really, although they have the choice to run the soundbite or not, I don't really blame the local station. I blame the station covering it. I mean, why not have an ICE official as the official soundbite? Why not have the business owner, where you're going to put a microphone? Why would you hire all these illegal aliens or undocumented workers, whatever terminology you're going to use? Why would you go? Carrie, do you think this teenager I'm talking about worked at the factory?
No, probably not.
They had to go track her down in the neighborhood. They probably had to do a little background check, a little CSI, and find out where some of these workers live. Go to that neighborhood and find some crying teenager who's going to be a sympathetic person to put on television. She was cute. She was, you know, somebody that I sympathize with as I have young children. And you're thinking, man, this sucks. She's not going to have her father or her mother or whomever for a while until they clear this up. But at the same time, mom or dad broke the law. And when you break the law, you are taking a chance of breaking up your family. It is such an absolute crock to blame the legal system or Trump or ICE or Border Patrol or whomever. This is the responsibility of the person breaking the law. That's not being ethnocentric. That's not being anti this, that, or the other person. This is being honest. That's all. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Your thoughts when we come back. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
On all states.
News Radio 1200, WOAI.
Hi, great to have you. Welcome. It is the Joe Pags Show. 1-800-383-9624. JoePags.com. That's .com. I want to remind you about Omaha Steaks. You know, Father's Day is on the way, and I want you to go and get your dad some steak. Your dads love steak. I'm just going to put it out. I'm dad. Love steak. Does your dad love to grill, but he hates the hassle and poor quality of the grocery store? Listen, get Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks gets it done. They've got a great variety pack available now. All the highest quality cuts with one-of-a-kind flavor. All beef is USDA inspected for quality and aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavor and tenderness of the cuts. You're going to love it. We eat Omaha Steaks all the time. I want you to get them. With a special deal, because you listen to my program, go to omahasteaks.com, type in PAGS in the search bar, and you get this Father's Day package, two tender filet mignons, two beefy top sirloins, four crispy chicken fried steaks, two boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha Steak burgers, four gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a pound of steakhouse fries, four carameled apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and more. Four more grill-ready Omaha Steak burgers free when you make this purchase right now. Limited time only, $49.99. It's an amazing price. OmahaSteaks.com, type in PAGS in the search bar. OmahaSteaks.com, type in PAGS. Get it for Father's Day and get it right now. Then go back to the phone lines. I appreciate you calling in. We're talking about the ICE raid and the coverage that I saw on the local affiliate. But then again, they got this soundbite from the affiliate out in Ohio. They went to the neighborhood, tracked down the family, interviewed a teenager who was crying. Didn't interview any of the people that broke the law. Didn't interview the store or the company owner who employed all these people. Didn't interview ICE. They interviewed a teenager they had to go to the neighborhood and track down. Oh, look, we found a crying teenager whose family's being ripped apart by Trump. Let me interview her. Let me go to the phone line and say hi to Sean, who's in Spokane. Sean, what's going on?
Nothing much. Just trying to make my way home.
Cool.
Anyway, so you ever heard of the comic Carlos Mencia? He basically said it's the best. The reason why we have an illegal immigration problem is because we have jobs for them. There's two borders on Mexico, the northern border and the southern border. They don't have an immigration problem in the southern border because they got no jobs.
Well, first of all, Mexico protects the southern border, and they make sure nobody can come in unless it's going to be a caravan that they know is going to go to the United States. Then they will let them in. But you're right. I mean, there aren't any jobs in Mexico, and there are jobs here, but those jobs should probably go to Americans first and those who come here legally, but that's just me.
Yeah, and so if we enforce the laws where they have to have documentation in order to get a job, we won't have illegal immigration.
Hey, Sean, what kind of phone are you working with there?
I got an iPhone.
iPhone what?
What is it, an iPhone 6?
Yeah, that's, you're going to have to get some new technology. Whatever the hell, I think it's more like an iPhone 3. I don't know what that company is, man, phone. But that's a sucky cell phone.
Company phone, what can I say?
Okay, I'll give you a pass. Look, Carrie, if the company's paying for it,
what
I won't give Sean
do,
too hard
right?
a time, right?
You probably had a case
because
on it.
Is that what was going on? Because it was a whole lot of, job on the way home.
Yeah, he probably had a case on it.
Because the 6 isn't that bad. I mean, it should not sound like that. I'm just going to put it out there. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Dan is in Minnesota. Dan, what's up?
Hey, Joe. Say, today I had to get a passport for my son to go fishing in Canada, my son and I. I didn't realize it's $190. They ask, they have to have a birth certificate, which I had to go pay another $26. It's fine, okay. And then they need to know my parents' names, middle names, last names, my wife's full name, where my parents are from, where I'm from. Apparently, Democrats don't believe in passports. They just want free travel between all countries and no passports. But it was a Democrat that helped me, and I asked her, "Really? This is fine, but where's the hypocrisy with illegals coming over the border in mass? No passport. What about that?" Oh,
what'd she say?
I don't know. She didn't want to comment. Postal. Postal worker.
What's interesting is, why not just, you want to take your son fishing? How old is your son?
20.
Go to the nearest border, and then walk about a half a mile away from the actual border crossing and just sneak in there and steal some of that Canadian fish. Come on, dude. Come on, be a dad. Go and get some of that Canadian fish. Now, is the fishing better in Canada?
Oh, man, it's amazing. It's not fishing, it's catching. We're going north of Thunder Bay. It's a 10-hour drive from Minneapolis.
Wow. Yeah, see, now, I've driven through Canada many, many times. Well, when I lived in New York, we would go and visit my in-laws in Michigan, and the easiest way through is to go right through Canada. There's a small sliver of Canada that you go through. It's like the Queen Elizabeth Parkway or something. And we didn't need a passport. You need a passport now just to be in Canada?
Well, you can go with an enhanced driver's license, Minnesota pass, but it's 8 weeks. You gotta wait for it. And you also need your birth certificate for that.
I would go there and they would say, what is the country of your birth or of your citizenship? We'd say the United States. What is your business in Canada? We would say, we're just driving through. And they say, okay, have a nice day.
Yeah, not now. Either an enhanced driver's license or a passport.
All right, I got you. Listen, enjoy the fishing. I'm just saying, care to sneak across the border? Nobody's watching the Canadian border, are they?
Yeah,
sneak in there and get yourself some Canadian fish.
No, don't tell them to do that.
You eat too much of that Canadian fish, you start drinking a lot of beer. And then you start saying,
a boot.
That actually happens. That's a thing. All right. So Dennis Rodman is definitely going, I guess, is going to be part of the summit now. Does that make the whole thing stupid or not?
I don't know. I kind of rolled my eyes about that one. I know apparently he's good friends with the guy. So
he was friends with Kim Jong fat.
I don't know why.
Before he was fat, he was sort of Kim Jong skinny. And then he was on The Apprentice. So he's tight with Trump. And now I guess he's going to be part of the summit. I mean, what can he really add? Look, I don't dislike Dennis Rodman. I just don't think that he's the political intellect that we want in there making brokering peace deals about nuclear weapons.
Yeah, probably not. No, I heard he's not going to be a part of it. I thought he's going to be there. He's going to be in Singapore while it's happening. But I don't know if he has a role.
Former NBA star Dennis Rodman will reportedly be in Singapore during the Trump-Kim summit and may play a role in the negotiations.
Bad.
In my opinion, that would be bad. That's for the business inside. Let's do some pop culture. But, I mean, All right, Paula, what's happening?
Well, maybe it's like one of those things where, you're not good friends with the guy, so you go with the friend, the guy,
you go with a guy who's a friend of the guy?
Yeah, so then that kind of gets you in. And then kind of smooth things out. So who knows? Speaking of the president, I guess with this whole thing with Kim Kardashian and everything, now there's talks that Pamela Anderson may go try to talk to the president about trying to pardon Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks.
But Julian Assange's problem isn't here. It's over in Sweden, I thought, or something.
Right, but I guess they're hoping maybe he could do something here, and then he could, I guess, come here and be free here. I guess
is she dating him? Is that the deal?
It kind of seems that way. There's nothing official, yeah.
Got to get out here for Karina, for Polo, for Carrie, for Sam, Joe Pags. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.